Rugby is a popular mainstream sport in Ireland and gets enormous media coverage. So what does Fiona Coughlan, the women's captain of the Irish rugby team, think about sports in the media?
I suppose if you open any newspaper or turn on the sports news, it's predominantly male. If you look at the likes of Katie Taylor, one of our best athletes ever, the coverage of her successes is very limited and you kind of have to go searching for when she's fighting and the results. I suppose if you take the likes of Ladies GAA, that in recent years has improved its coverage with TG Carr shown live matches, but still it's nowhere near where their male counterparts are in relation to number of pages in papers and stuff like that. So we're pretty much underrepresented, and it's kind of a huge area that can be improved.
Different sports bodies in Ireland work to raise awareness of the need to integrate women in sports, especially in male disciplines. Catriona Bergen is the Women's Rugby Development Officer at the Irish Rugby Football Union.
There's a serious lack of information and news articles and information out there with regards to women's rugby and also with regards to women in sport. The media this year has increased with regards to women's Six Nations because we did so well. It's a huge achievement for our women's team to get to do as well as they do, considering the restrictions and the barriers that they face. And unfortunately, it's never carried in the media. And I think the media have a huge part to play in helping us develop women's sports, especially women's rugby, because of the perception it's seen to be a men's only sport because it's so physical. But people don't see it. They don't see the skill level of the women's game. They don't understand that these women are amateur and that this, you know, they're representing their country and the amount of hours and time that they put into it. And it's unfortunate and it seems very unfair that the men's teams across the board at international level get a huge amount of media coverage, and they're professional. That's their only job. Their only job is to play rugby. Whereas with these women, they have their jobs, they have their families, and then they have their rugby on top of it.
And is this reflected in the media sphere as well? At a public session about media, diversity and sport in April 2012, with different participants from sports bodies in Ireland, Phil McGillivan of the National Union of Journalists in Ireland, the NUJ, stated...
I think we can be aware of the language we use, and certainly I think the partial invisibility of women in sport is certainly a challenge for my trade. I can see the sports desks changing over the last 15 years. More and more women becoming involved.
Also on the panel, as participants, were Erin Callaghan, manager of Bohemians Football Club, and Ger Carthy, an international swimmer, and like Callaghan, a senior sports development officer from Dublin City Council. They gave an example of how women are underrepresented in the media.
We have a female colleague who works with us in the council who plays international rugby for Ireland, who recently participated in the World Championships. And they spent 24 hours travelling to France to play France in an international and narrowly got beat. And they came back down to play against England and they had no preparation spent on them, no media coverage as far as I could see. And you're trying to promote sport with young girls, stuff like that. And we just had no coverage of that. And, we did speak about that actually in the canteen a few times to how I didn't even know the score until she rang me because I couldn't get it anywhere.
That was as was a national team, it was a great achievement for Ireland in general. But yet you look at other sports, let's say even Tour Division soccer or Gaelic teams, you all over the paper, you'd have something, even a snippet in the media. But it's just unfortunate that they couldn't kind of highlight the success, of the Irish team.
Fiona Coughlan, the Irish women's captain of the rugby team, took part in the event they both mentioned.
There was a mention after it. It was more of a negative approach to it. However, that probably gave us more of our exposure this year than anything else. And in hindsight, was probably the best exposure that we got this year, which is a shame that the media pick up on a story that doesn't really highlight about us playing and more about how we get to the game as opposed to our results and how we played the game. They're always looking for a story to go with it as opposed to just the game, which is kind of a little bit disappointing. But in fairness, any coverage is good coverage. So,
but what does Fiona Coughlan think the media should do against this?
I know in America they have title, I don't know whether it's 10 or 15 or something, where a certain percentage of all media had to be represented by female sport. So I think if they could look into doing something like that and make people more aware of it, then you might get more people involved, and it might shift the conscious that it's not just men playing a certain sport, that there is women's sport there as well.
Katrina Bergen.
It's what the media carries. I think a lot of people are swayed by what they see in the papers and what they hear on the radio and what they see on television. And if there was a more a positive approach, if the media carried more women's sports, it would be more acceptable within society. I think people would be more aware of what's going on and understand. I think the bigger issues across the board when it comes to society are social issues. Are that women are very underrepresented in large areas of life. Our government only has 15% female politicians, which is very low. And these are the people who are making the policies and the people who are backing the bills and the people who are looking at the budgets. So if we've got 50%, just over 50% of the population of Ireland are women, and yet we've only got 15% representation in politics. That would have a huge knock-on effect down the line, and it's across the board, within sporting bodies, within major companies and corporations, within, you know, actual grassroots, down in rugby clubs and in sporting clubs. The representation of women within the boards or within on their committees is very low. And because of that, I believe, you know, when it comes to the final decision, and especially when it comes into any sort of these type of politics, nobody wants to be seen as so, and they don't want to be unpopular with the other members of the committee. And if they are all male and they want to see the male program go forward, that's what they do. And it's unfortunate. So, you know, it's a huge social thing. And so it permeates itself through sport.
There has been a lot of activity supporting inclusion of women in sport in recent years. But now there are changes. Katrina Bergen.
The Irish Sports Council have the Women in Sport grant, and they cut their funds for all across the board, and which included the Women in Sport. And the Women in Sport grant was only a small portion of what the Irish Sports Council gave out in funds. Whatever happens, the budget for the women's section of sports generally tends to be a lot smaller, and it seems, well, we only get this amount from the government, so that's all we're going to spend, or we're going to put X amount on top of that. We're not really going to make up the difference. And large parts of it is because the women's game, especially in rugby, is amateur, and it doesn't generate any revenue, whereas the men's game is of paramount importance, because if the men's game doesn't, if people don't go and watch the international rugby, we don't get the funding at all. No money comes in. So that covers the development of rugby across the board. So there is an important amount of money that needs to go into the development of the international squad for the men's team to ensure the continued funding for all of rugby. So that's very important for us. And we understand how this works. But we would like to see, obviously, more programs being developed, more money and funding going in towards it, which is actually happening. With regards to the seventh program, there's a huge budget put in behind it to ensure that the women's team get all of the benefit that they require and they need to go forward and to qualify for Rio.
So will we follow women's rugby in future, or do we need to develop other solutions? Fiona Coughlin shares her view of things.
Well, I think we're a sports mad society, like, and I do think we'll follow any sport and get behind Irish teams. I just don't think, like, I often get, oh, I didn't even know there was a women's rugby team, like, so I think if people were more aware of things, that they might be more willing to support things. So again, it comes back to getting more promotion out there, getting more stories in papers, that people are aware where the games are happening, or, you know, where they can watch games and stuff, in order for them to see it. And I think once they see it, they'll come back again and watch again, and that they'll get their kids involved. But at the moment, I just think there's a whole lack of knowledge out there that there is this sport for women, and to get women more involved in it.